Facebook apologizes for taunting mother of stillborn child with baby ads. By Charlie Nash on October 19, 2018. Facebook has apologized to a woman after she accused them of taunting her with baby-related advertisements following a stillbirth. She was reportedly unable to turn off the ads despite repeated efforts. In an open letter to Facebook published in HuffPost, Anna England Kerr demanded the social network to stop taunting her with baby-related advertisements after the stillbirth of her daughter. "My baby has died, I won't be buying baby things. Your ads were unintentionally taunting me with reminders of what I'd lost," expressed Kerr in the article. "Please get better at selling me stuff. Make the way you target ads or sell data more responsive to people hiding parenting ads or similar topics. Sell us other stuff instead. I'm happy for you to use my data as long as you don't use it to make me cry." On the BBC's Victoria Derbyshire program, Kerr went into further detail about her unsuccessful attempts to get the advertisements on Facebook turned off. Feeding bottles, baby blankets, cots, cribs, mobiles. "The list is endless, and I might have been interested. I would have been a great contender for all of these ads if everything had been fine. And then it wasn't, and I became the least likely person to buy any of those things," declared Kerr. "Facebook knew that, and I wanted them to stop. Everybody can access their ad preferences. And they very helpfully have probably realized that there are cases such as ours where you really just can't handle seeing and being inundated with baby references. Other options are, for example, to turn off advertising for alcohol. So these aren't just random topics, these are important occurrences in your life," she explained. "So I switched it to hide parenting ads, and I thought that would help. It did nothing, so I tried to go into the more detailed ad settings and I turned off anything that could possibly be related to babies, parenting, family, home, I think. I'm literally clicking everything I can find. That didn't work either, so then I started reporting all of the ads." Facebook finally fixed the problem this week, apologizing to Kerr and blaming the advertisements on a bug. "We've spoken to Anna and expressed our deep sympathy for her loss and the additional pain this has caused her," claimed a Facebook spokesman. "The bug has been fixed, but we are continuing to improve our machine learning models that detect and prevent these ads." Facebook's vice president for Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, Nicola Mendelssohn, also reportedly called Kerr on the phone to apologize. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.